गौलोके अस्मिन् दैव आसुरैव च दैवी विस्तर सप्रोक्त आसुरं पाथमे श्रृणु. There are two classes of men within this world, Daiva, Asura, Evacha. One class of men is called Daiva, Devata, or the demigod, and the other class, Asura. Sura means civilized, and Asura means not civilized. Kirata Hunandar Pulinda Pukkasa Abhira Samba Javanaka Sadaya. These are amongst the non-civilized men. Formerly, the kings of Bharatvarsha, India, they used to kill these uncivilized men. Bad example. They did not follow the basic civilization. So the kings order was that they should be killed if they are too much prominent. They just like they were hunting in the forest. So this, there is history among about King Bharat. King Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. No, not that Bharat. There are three Bharats. One Bharat is the son of Rishabdev. Another Bharat is the son of Maharaj Dushyanta. Another Bharat is the younger brother of Lord Ramchandra. Out of these three Bharats, the son of Rishabdev is the person after whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. So another Bharat, Bharat, was the son of Maharaj Dushyanta. He was very powerful, supposed to be a partial incarnation of God. So, in his life, he would not allow the uncivilized man to exist. He was king, he used to kill them. Why uncivilized man, even the Kshatriyas, if they were not ruling properly according to the Kshatriyas, Kshatriyas are supposed to be the ruler of the world, but if they are deviating from their duties, Parashuram, the Brahmana, would kill them. On the whole, in the basic civilization, everyone should be in order. That was the setup. Nobody can act independently, killing the human civilization. That was not possible. Maharaj Prithu was personally checking whether people are following the Varnasram Dharma. A Brahmin must follow the Brahminical rules and regulations. Otherwise, he would not be allowed to call himself a Brahmana. Similarly, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, This is called secular state. Secular state does not mean everyone is irresponsible. You must be responsible for your particular type of duty. And the government has to see it that everyone is doing that. That is secular state. Lord Ramchandra, when he returned from the forest, in his absence, Bharat was ruling, and when Bharat requested Lord Ramchandra to take charge of the kingdom, Lord Ramchandra was ready, but he first of all examined whether the citizens were following the Varnasrama Dharma. When he was satisfied that the citizens were following the Varnasrama Dharma, then he took charge of the kingdom and began to maintain them just like father. This is the relationship between the government and the citizen. The citizens must be law-abiding and the government must rule over them just like father. Father is not unaffectionate. Father is affectionate, and even the father chastises the son, that is not out of affection, that is also affection. So that was the relationship. So the asuras, they do not know these things. Only the devatas, they know. So there are two kinds of men. Gau bhutasat gau lokesh means daiva asura. So Krishna says, daiva vistarasa prokta. Krishna has already explained in the beginning which are the qualification of the devata and what are the qualification of the asura. So qualification of the devatas, abhayam satta samsiddhi jnana yoga bhavasthiti danam damascha jagascha sadhyaya stavajavam ahinsa sattam akrodham tyaga shanti rapaishunam daya bhuteshu alolupyam आदमं हि अचापलं तेजक्षमा धृति शौचं अग्रोह नातिमानिता भवन्ति संपदं दैवीं अभिजातस्य भार. These are the qualifications. Dayu sampa abhayam. One should be fearless. Who can become fearless? One of the qualification of conditioned soul is fearfulness. Only a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he can become fearless. And sattva-saṃsiddhi, sattva-saṃsiddhi, our, this sattva, existential, position is impure, diseased. Therefore, we die. Again, take birth. Asuddhi. So, sattva-saṃsiddhi, one should try to purify his existence. For that purpose, there is necessity of tapasya. Tapodibbam putraka jena suddheta satya. Tapasya means austerity. If you want to cure your disease, then you must follow some austerities, rules and regulations. One man is suffering from diarrhea, If he is allowed to eat whatever he likes, then he will never be cured. He must observe fasting for a few days, then it will be cured. This is Satya Sanksiddhi. So we are put into this cycle of birth and death. If we don't correct it, correct means we shall be less attached to the material enjoyment. So long we are attached to material enjoyment, we have to transmigrate from one type of body to another. So, Daivu Sampad means those who are devotees, their first business is how to rectify this disease condition of life, reputation of birth and death. Everything is there. Satya Sanksiddhi Jnana. This requires jnana, knowledge. Unless I know what is my position, why I am dying, what is death, this requires jnana. Jnana vijnanam asikam brahma karma sabhavajam. That means we have to become a brahmana. Then you will have complete knowledge. Avayanga sattva sattva jnana yoga, jnana yoga. Bhavasthiti, dharam. Those who are kshatriyas, vaishyas, they should give in charity. That is also one of the Satya Sanksiddhi. Dhamascha. So, control over the mind and the senses. Yajnascha. Perform the yajna, Harisankirtan, in this age. Yajnascha. Sadhaya. Must read Vedic literature. Tapa, ajavam, tapasya, austerity, ajavam, very frank, no duplicity, ajavam, dhanam, ahimsa, not unnecessarily, not to become envious, akrodham, don't be angry, you can suffer.